Reds by Thomas Rowan. It was much taller than me and always wore a white t-shirt, as white and brilliant as snow. It made him shine bright like a torch. It made his dark skin glisten like coal. They laughed and pointed at him every single day. He cried quietly like a mouse, sniffing silently in the corners. No one ever helped him. No one ever heard his voice. They said, "Shh, don't complain." They said, "Shh, get used to it." When I played with my toys, he would stand staring like a hawk. I would say, "You can play too." And he would smile excitedly and ever so gratefully. He made me laugh with his jokes. He brought magic in our play. We laughed so hard one warm sunny day that we both got hiccups and jumped like frogs much of that day. Then the awful day came. He was surrounded by everyone. They pointed and laughed like every day, but today they punched and poked. Today they hit and punched. He screamed and he cried. He begged them, "Please, no." But they laughed harder and louder. And then they hit him more and more. "Stop!" I screamed, the words spilling out without me knowing. My legs began to run to him. I helped him up and stood by his side, staring into a million angry faces I ugly personified. "Don't touch him," someone shouted. "He's dirty," said another. "You'll have to have a bath now," said one. "He's ugly," said the last. "Stop," I screamed. "He's my friend," said my voice, "and it's you who are ugly. Your heart is ugly inside." I don't remember anything after that. I woke up on the cold floor. We were still holding hands, covered in ruby red blood. One was his and one was mine. Mine was white and his was black. Only it was the same ruby red. It was the same colour as mine.